Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. Universal Orlando Resort is always changing and adding exciting new theme park options for guests. Well, this year and beyond is no exception. Today, Julie and I are going to discuss everything exciting coming to the Universal theme parks. Listen in with travel advisors and destination experts Ryan and Julie. I'm your travel professor, teaching you everything you need to know to have a magical vacation. And Julie is a Disney-loving Maryland mom of three and a specialist in family travel. Whether we're discussing incredible destinations, top vacation tips, or sharing personal stories, it's always All Things Travel. So, Julie, why do we love Universal Orlando so much and still focus on Disney? Because there's always this tension, and I think it's ridiculous, but there's always this tension between Disney Universal, and I see them as two completely different things.
Agreed. They're very separate vacations, you know, and I love that Universal offers more intense rides and the Harry Potter experience. And I love that the experiences that they're going to be offering soon, but it really is such a different vacation. I'm going back there very soon and I can't wait to go back and experience it again. But I think it's definitely kind of on us to educate our clients a little bit about why it's so different and why they need to be two separate destinations.
Yes. So just to give you a quick recap, and if you are interested in Universal, and if you look back at our archive of episodes, we have actually over the years done as much on Universal as we have on Disney. So if you go back and look, there are deep dives into every aspect of Universal with All Things Travel. But just to give you a quick recap, there's two theme parks and a water park. And I would say it's the best water park in Orlando, hands down, Volcano Bay. So you've got two full-blown theme parks, a water park, and then you have City Walk, which is a shopping and eating district connecting all of it. And then you have multiple hotels on the campus. So it's smaller than Disney, but you can look at a vacation there the same way that you would at Disney.
I would agree with that for sure.
So speaking of Disney, make sure that if you want to know what's coming to Disney in 2024, you go back to last week's episode where we break down everything that's coming up new at Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
You want to plan a trip to an amazing destination like Universal Orlando, but don't know how to get started? As your travel advisors, we work with you to create a customized itinerary for your trip and take the stress of planning away so you can focus on the fun and creating memories. You can email me at julie@creatingmagicvacations.com.
You can email me, ryan@creatingmagicvacations.com. All right, Julie. So this past summer in July, the Shrek building that's right at the front of Universal Studios became the Illumination Villain Con Minions Blast. I love the Minions ride at Universal, so this is a whole other one. Great reviews on this. As part of this redo, the Kids Zone at Universal, so Woody Woodpecker, that kind of area there, is becoming DreamWorks Animation Land. Attractions and shows and character meet and greets having to do with Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, Trolls, properties like that.
So I'm excited. I think that's awesome because that IP is so popular right now. That is going to drive so many families to that park.
Now, that's interesting. I thought, to be honest, my next question to you was that a good idea to get rid of that smaller kid area? And I thought you were going to say no.
Because my kid does not know who Woody Woodpecker is, but I bet you they know who Trolls is.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
They all love Trolls. I mean, it's on constantly. And same with Minions. A lot of kids love the Minions. So I think this is really something that parents of younger kids can now say, okay, they have something for my kid.
Great. I like it. Because that is the concern and a legitimate concern that we get from folks about Universal is, I have small kids. Is Universal right for me? And to be honest, there's been times where I've said no. I'm thinking of a specific family that was going to split their time between Universal and Disney. And I just said, don't go to Universal right now. It's not worth your time and money. Spend time at Disney. Now, I've also done the opposite, where people have told me what they're interested in. I said, you need to spend more time at Universal because you're interested in Harry Potter. you're interested in the thrill rides, you're interested in a water park, do yes. Universal, and then just add Disney to that.
Yes. And a lot of times, Ryan, we go back and forth with, I frequently get, and I'm sure you do too, oh, I want to do Disney with 1 or 2 days at Universal or vice versa. And it's really hard to do both in one trip.
It is. I've done it, but I prefer to focus on one.
Yes. I'm more thinking of like my clients with little kids who like it's their first trip down. I'm like, this is not the time.
No.
Break it into two. And I think Universal adding more Minions, more Trolls, more Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, those characters, I think that will really entice a lot of younger families. Yeah. And I'll feel a lot more confident pushing that for younger families and suggesting that.
There's not much going on with Universal in 2024 per se, because there's a big thing coming in 2025. And that is a third theme park or a fourth theme park, depending on how Universal markets it, because they really kind of look at their Volcano Bay Water Park as their third park. But Epic Universe is coming in 2025. And it's really interesting. It's going to be 4 lands. We don't have a lot of details yet. But we do know there's a Super Nintendo World, which they already have at Universal Hollywood in California. And we do know that they're talking about things with Harry Potter, specifically with the Ministry of Magic, and maybe focusing on the Fantastic Beasts intellectual property. Haven't heard much about the other areas yet, but we know this is going to be a standalone theme park. What do you think about Epic Universe? Does this sound good to you?
I can't wait. I think this is what will get my family to take a full-blown Universal vacation. Super Nintendo World, I don't know about your age group, Ryan, but my age group.
I'm not that much older than you, ma'am.
I know, but I'm just saying, I am very nostalgic for Mario.
Yeah, I got you.
I grew up playing Mario. Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's so cool. I'm teaching my kids currently how to play the new Super Mario Bros. Movie just came out. My son loves to dance to that music. It's always on in our house. So they already know what that is. That is something that is going to be really interesting because it's something the kids are really into. And like my generation of parents that, you know, my age are also really into it. So I am really excited that this is happening.
One thing that's interesting to me is thinking about where Epic Universe is going to be. So, it's not going to be connected to CityWalk, so that will make it different than the other two. So you will have to take transportation there, which isn't bad.
But there's going to be a resort over there.
There probably will be. But what's also interesting about this is it connects with Icon Park in Orlando, which is part of the convention center area. Yes. So one of the things they're talking about with Epic Universe is it's going to be available for companies space, and groups at the convention center to buy it out and have events there, which is good for that experience, but it also may impact people who are at Universal who want to go to Epic Universe.
Well, yes, but let's hope it's something that, you know, Universal tends to close earlier anyways, right? It typically closes at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. and then everybody goes to CityWalk. So maybe it would be something where it's more of an evening event.
Yeah,
I would hope for that.
I'm not concerned about it. That's just an interesting approach compared to the layout that they currently
have. I also think that's very interesting.
So, Julie, I've got two more really cool upcoming Universal things to talk about. But first, I want to talk about where in the world is All Things Travel.
Where are we?
So when I looked back at the last couple episodes, I wanted to find an international destination, and I came across Vancouver, British Columbia. Have you been to Vancouver?
I haven't, but it is definitely on my list when I do an Alaska cruise.
Beautiful city. Absolutely.
Awesome.
It was the first time I went to Vancouver was the first time I had ever been in the Pacific Northwest, and it just blew me away. And I knew instantly where I wanted to meet our listener, and that is Stanley Park. It's Vancouver's first, largest, and most beloved urban park. It's a green oasis in the midst of the urban landscape. I read that it's the third largest urban park in North America.
Oh, wow.
So it's 400 hectares of natural West Coast rainforest. You can enjoy scenic views of the water, mountains, skies, trees along Stanley Park's famous seawall. discover kilometers of trails, beautiful beaches, local wildlife, wow. great eats, cultural and historical landmarks. I know they have an area that's a totem pole park. There is just so much going on in Stanley Park. And if you've not been to a West Coast rainforest, it is just the coolest thing ever. It's almost kind of spooky, kind of eerie. Think the mossy, big, giant wow. forest. That's what Beautiful. It is. So that's where I want to meet our listener in Vancouver. Have a Nanaimo bar and enjoy Stanley Park.
I love that. I love that.
Well, hey, Vancouver, reach out to Julie or I. You can do that via email or on Facebook, because I have a little thank you gift that I want to send up your way for being featured on today's show. All right, Julie, so maybe the title of today's show was a little misleading, because I'm not talking much about 2024, but I am talking about what's new and exciting about Universal Resorts. And these next two things are really unique, really different, and really cool.
They are. And we haven't talked about them before, have we?
No, no.
Yeah.
So we don't have an opening for these two things yet, but we know they're in the works, that we know we're actively working on them. So the first is Universal Horror Unleashed, and this is going to be in Las Vegas. This is a year-round themed immersive experience with bars, food, activities, all based around horror intellectual properties. And we know that Universal knows how to do this well, don't we?
Yeah, this is going to be so cool.
And you think about things like Stranger Things, the Universal Monster Library, which is all of the classic horror movie monsters. You also have Blumhouse in here. You have Chucky. There's just going to be so much to do. And basically what they're doing is they're building this in an area that already has different experiences in it. It's kind of like an experience district within Las Vegas. So I'm excited to see this Universal Horror Unleashed.
What I've heard too, it's not going to be something that's like super crowded. You'll have like a time.
Yeah. Kind of like an escape room kind of thing.
Yeah, like an escape room kind of thing. You can go to the bar beforehand, hang out, wait for your time. And I just love that. I love that this is different and new. And I love that Universal is going for a whole new different approach. I really, really like that.
So on the other side of the pendulum, they're opening Universal Kids Resort. And this is in Frisco, Texas. So in the Dallas area. 96 acres, so a large piece of land with areas for expansion. They're going to have family-friendly attractions, character meet and greets, interactive shows. When I read about this, a lot of people said, compare this to Legoland. This is really for families with smaller children that want to play with the Universal characters.
Very cool.
There's going to be a hotel there.
Awesome.
It's kind of a standalone experience.
Very much.
Again, we don't know when this is coming, but we know they're working on it. We know that it's happening. And I'm excited about both of these. I think these are going to be fun things to see and have our clients experience.
I agree. I'm really excited.
So which of these experiences, Julie, are you looking forward to the most?
I'm most excited for Super Nintendo World at Epic Universe. I can't wait.
I agree with you. I'm most excited about Epic Universe because I think Universal Orlando Resort is a great place to vacation by itself. And having one more theme park is going to make that park-to-park ticket that much more attractive and really make it a place that you can go to and spend that full vacation there.
I agree. I can't wait.
You want to plan a trip to an amazing destination, but don't know how to get started? As your travel advisors, we work with you to create a customized itinerary for your vacation and take the stress of planning away so you can focus on the fun and creating those universal memories. You can email me, Ryan, at creatingmagicvacations.com.
And you can email me at Julie at creatingmagicvacations.com.
Join us next week on All Things Travel, as we have our Sunday Night Live on February 4th, and we are going to be talking about all things Royal Caribbean Icon. I had the chance to sail on the preview sailing, and let me tell you, this is an amazing ship. So come with your questions and come to hear all about the Icon of the Seas.
Email me.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You can email me at Julie at